Cheater and the Rude with Jeff Kreisler and Lee Papa, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
You know, you look good in makeup, though.
I'm not a clown.
No. But, you know, when you come from that TV studio makeup, it looks good.
I feel like it makes me look pasty, like somebody's aging trophy wife.
You know what? You're my aging trophy wife. You were my aging trophy wife.
Did you say Asian trophy wife?
No. I said aging trophy wife. I'd make your ass go to the tanning salon. I'd make your pasty, stubby-handed ass go to the tanning salon.
It'd still be all wrinkly.
Yeah, but you'd be wrinkly with tone. Yeah.
I think that people forcing trophy wives to the tanning salon or plastic surgeon is a metaphor we'll explore later for the Republican Party's acceptance of... Welcome to Cheater and the Rude.
Cheater and the Rude.
Radio Network. I'm Jeff Kreisler. That's all you need to know about me for now.
I'm Lee Papa. I'm the writer of the blog The Rude Pundit and the author of The Rude Pundit's Almanac. You can get your pre-order your 2012 edition and go through the ad at rudepundit.blogspot.com.
Hey. He really should get his book. He's got a special thing going on. Oh, I might as well tell people. I have a show in New York City on February 5th.
You have a show?
A Get Rich Cheating show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you have a guest yet?
That is a top secret situation. It's
going to
be
it?
A surprise guest.
Really?
It might be Dr. Left Hand of Jeff Kreisler.
Wow.
By the way, puppetry doesn't work on the radio.
No, puppetry does not. But if you had seen that puppet, it was this amazing, amazing puppet that he brought along with him that somehow strangely still looked like Jeff.
It's what Mitt Romney's done. All right. welcome to Cheater in the Rude. We are still welcoming you to Cheater in the Rude. Oh. What?
Why are you still welcoming people?
Because I feel like sometimes we're off-putting.
Everything is always the beginning, isn't it? It's always the beginning.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm like the TV news networks. You know why? You know why? Right now, I am like the TV news networks.
Because hardly anybody's watching you?
No.
Because
I am trying to whip up conflict.
True.
Where there is no conflict. And you know where there's no conflict?
In the Republican primary.
There is no conflict. It is Mitt motherfucking Romney.
I think there's conflict. There's not any... there's no doubt of the outcome. There's no drama.
Sure. You want to say there's conflict? There's conflict. We'll explore that perhaps with our.
But it's not real. Conflict.
A bit of newt nudging.
It's like C story. It's like if there's storylines A, B, C, it's C level.
No,
conflict.
Right. No, there's no conflict. There's no storyline.
It's cranky
here.
Neighbor.
The narrative is Mitt Romney ran for president and got the nomination. There you go. That's your story.
But they're making a lot of money. There was a guy on the TV show that I was on today before me talking about all the money the networks are making. Mm-hmm. Tons of money.
They all are. All the local stations, this is their big bonanza every 4 years, every 2 years, I guess, with the congressional races. But, you know, did you watch the coverage on Tuesday night of the Iowa... New Hampshire. Who the fuck cares? They're little podunk white states. Who the fuck cares?
Hey, I'll have you know. Okay. No, I didn't need to watch the coverage. I followed the coverage in the sense that I called my mom, who was in New Hampshire at the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I take back my fuck New Hampshire.
No, she doesn't. She's not from there.
Oh, okay.
She's from Jersey. So it's much better.
Yeah, but she lives there, so that means she's been infected by New Hampshire.
From my mom.
Lyme disease or something.
To something
So the big drama of the night. Did you know what the big drama of the night was?
Would somebody finish fourth?
That was it. Yes. That was exactly it. You sat there, and they were trying to figure out, will it be Newt? Will it be Santorum? Who's going to come in fourth? And I'm just watching this going, aren't... they just the losers?
Yeah. They are the losers. That was my phone making that sound. It was disapproving of the network's coverage. You're right, because there is no other story. And I think we should just go back to a time when there's one guy that told us what to think and what to do.
God?
No.
No. Some rich guy?
It's J.P. not a real Morgan, time. It's an imaginary time. Just like everyone always imagines the good old days, like the 50s or the Reagan era or whatever. This is my imaginary time. There was one guy who told us what to do, what to think, how to feel. And he was
always
right.
That was Walter Cronkite, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was Walter Cronkite telling us everything. With the occasional, you know, Huntley and Brinkley getting in on the act.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Oh, the nights they shared tag-teaming a young Barbara Walters while William...
That's why she has the list.
That's
you know.
Right. While William Paley looked on, masturbating with one hand, a Manhattan in the other hand, watching Huntley and Brinkley tag-team a young Barbara Walters. Walter Cronkite wept in the corner. Harry Reasoner was there.
You know that's how she got the last name Walters.
How is that?
Multiple times with Walter Cronkite. Don't let it creep up on you. Because what happens is...
Speaking of funny, did you hear John Huntsman's first line when he is his speech? His coming in third place? He came out there like it was the greatest night, like he was the debutante at the ball, like he was the prettiest, he was at the cotillion.
He had the frilliest
dress. He came out there and he said, "We're in the hunt."
For what?
No. He said, John Huntsman
said,
"We're in the hunt." And the other thing that was real annoying about his speech was he said...
All in Chinese.
No, that would have been interesting. But he said twice, "We've got a ticket to ride." And then he said something about, "Let's come together." And then he said, "All you need is," and I can't remember. It wasn't love, but
so he's
it was,
doing some very subtle. He is Manchurian candidating us with brainwashing by subtly mentioning lyrics
from the Beatles. Right. Yeah, subtly.
That does make a lot of sense.
Does it?
Yeah, as much sense as anything else.
Yeah.
As much sense as them getting on Romney for all his rom-tastic. Romifications. The thing that really got me.
What got you?
Was his, the pink slip comment. Like, that he was afraid of getting fired.
Yeah, why did that bother you?
It bothered me that people picked on him for that. Because they would say, "Oh, well, he didn't really have real economic fear." Do you know how difficult it is to manage the tax consequences of getting a multi-million-dollar severance package? He would have had to go... like open a P.O. box in Bermuda to claim residency to get a lower tax rate, and he gets just a bad rap. I mean, we've tried compassionate conservatism with George W. We tried common sense conservative with Sarah Palin. Now it's corporate conservatism,
which is just ruthless, isn't it?
Well, it's bottom line, it's profit over people.
Yeah.
It's let's give smallpox-infested blankets to the Indians from Manhattan because they don't know any better. Let's exploit the overseas labor market from Africa. Let's not avoid our taxes, or let's yet avoid our taxes. This is the American way. This is what the founding fathers. We're founded on corporate ideals of cutting corners and taking advantage of loopholes in order to progress, or in order to pursue our self-interest. So Romney's the perfect candidate.
He is pursuing happiness like a rapist pursuing a victim.
Like a dog pursuing not being on the roof.
Yes.
Do you ever think that Newt Gingrich and Liz Winstead would have something in common? They both love that dog story.
Wow, that was thrown in.
It's true. Newt's bringing it up all the time. And wasn't it? Anyway, Liz Winstead is the co-creator of The Daily Show, by the way. The Point, for those that don't know, very talented and insightful woman. And I would not call her politically aligned with Newt Gingrich.
No. However, in attacking the way that he is attacking Mitt Romney, the 30-minute ad that his super PAC put out.
A
30-minute film. It is just this. You know what? My favorite thing in that 30-minute attack on Mitt Romney's time at Bain Capital, when one of the things that Bain Capital did, perhaps we should explain this. Bain Capital would buy, would invest in companies.
They kind of led the leverage buyout.
They were a venture capital firm.
But specifically, they specialized in and taking out a lot of debt to buy companies and then basically trying to rearrange them and resell them. It's kind of like when people were during the boom flipping homes, they'd buy it. Except and instead of redoing the counters, they fired all the middle class workers.
Right. And sometimes it was just, I mean, and you know, there was a time when people were seen as heroes
sure.
for laying off tons of workers.
Shareholder
remember?
Value was
what was that guy, the guy that was called the Chainsaw or something like that?
Al Dunlap.
Al, yes.
Chainsaw Dunlap.
Yeah.
He, from Sunbeam. He's in my book, Get Rich Cheating.
So he fired how many people? Tens of thousands, wasn't it?
I wrote it down somewhere.
Yeah. And
I don't do... I
you have it
feelings.
On your phone? Do you have your
feelings.
Book on your phone? Are you going to reference your book?
I should have my
your...
book. This is an amazing device.
So anyway, so what he would do is if in selling off these companies, sometimes the companies would shut down
mm-hmm.
and they would lay off or fire all of the workers,
mm-hmm.
and so Romney is now being attacked by Newt Gingrich for that in this video where they interview. I mean, it's a very Michael Moore-esque kind of video
sure.
where they interview these people that these towns that were devastated by
Jackasses
the loss of a
co-op the best tactics.
Yes, yes.
Go on.
You know what my favorite thing is? The end. The end of the movie?
Did they blow up the Romney star?
No. They have video of Mitt Romney speaking French.
Aw. Is he on a windsurfing wind thing?
Just standing there speaking French.
What is he saying? Do they translate?
No.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. Translate French? That's like translating chimpanzee.
Oh,
why?
Thank God for Mitt Romney. Because it's like you can see that Rick Perry is a scared little dog. Like he's gonna fall in line with the establishment so he can keep whatever little pecking order thing he has. But Newt Gingrich he's just like a rabid little mutt. He wants to get back in a place where he can have his choice of fourth wife. He doesn't like now being sort of not popular enough to choose. I just find it kind of awesome. I mean, people have pointed this out, that they're attacking him for basically pursuing the Republican platform.
Right, right. That they're using, they're saying that he's using capitalism against the workers. And I just thought, when all of a sudden did Republicans become so concerned about the rights of workers? And
when it was convenient for them.
And when did they start thinking that worker security was more important than the profit motive?
When it was convenient for them. But I think that they should really rally behind Romney because of the leverage buyout thing, because like that got us into this mess essentially. So that would who better to know how to get us out? It's like, well, Bush's thing, you don't change horses midstream. Use the financial industry, you don't change like selfish, blind, lame horses midstream. Like obviously, let's get back on this whole leverage everything and cut everything and profit bottom line, because it worked so well so far. It got us to this point now where we could have a Democratic president struggling in with recovery, which is really more success than Republicans ever have as governing, is when the other side is failing.
True that. That was stupid. I'm sorry I said that.
Okay. But I've said a lot of
you have. You've said a lot of strange and wonderful things tonight so far. Yeah, did you see Mitt's speech, his thank you speech in...
Was that the one that he did in French or...
No. His speech that he gave Tuesday night in New Hampshire.
Oh, is the one talking about how everyone's envious of him?
What? That Obama practices the politics of envy. In other words, we see Mitt Romney. You and I are not well-off guys.
No, I am wearing a nice shirt, but that's just because I was on TV.
I am not wearing a nice shirt.
Well, that's because it's Lee. All right, yeah. Boom, chuckling, ding, ding, dong, ding, 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 dong.
So he's there saying that what we're doing is we're looking at Mitt Romney, you know, we on the left, and we are saying, I just want to be like him. I want to be Mormon and have kids with.
They have an Abercrombie and
yeah,
Fitch ad for a family.
And I want a wife who's not a trophy, and I... What am I saying?
Okay, I don't know what you're saying.
You know what? I was going to go somewhere like, I don't want to be a rich Mormon. I am not fucking envious of any fucking rich Mormon.
You're only saying that because you're envious.
No, I'm
not
envious.
You're only saying you're
not
envious because
you're
jealous.
I'm not envious at all. I do not envy him his beliefs. I do not envy him his life. I do not envy his money. I do not envy him because you know why? You know why I don't envy Mitt Romney?
Because you hate success?
No. Yes. No. I don't envy him because Mitt Romney is a dickhead. Mm. And I would not want to be a guy who decided to be a dickhead. And he gets out there in his speech in New Hampshire, and he comes out there and he's just a total dickhead talking about Obama wants to bring us to European, to turn us into Europe.
And we should be so lucky. Have you seen the studies that Europe has more economic mobility than...
More economic freedom. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We should be so lucky to work in escargot
in
factory.
In Denmark, fucking Denmark, one of the most socialist countries, admittedly more one of the more conservative of the Scandinavian countries. However, compared to us, and of course, you know, Denmark is filled with people who do hate Muslims and want to provoke them, and probably, and some of them artists end up dead because of that provocation. However, Denmark is more economically free than we are. You know who else is?
The Danes?
Ireland! Hmm. Ireland has more economic freedom. What does that mean? Is that just the pub economy? What is it in Ireland?
It's the pub economy.
The pub economy. More economic freedom in Ireland than the United... You know where else? No.
I don't.
Canada!
Canada!
America Junior!
Canada.
More economic freedom. More economic freedom and... What kind of healthcare system? I'm sorry, what kind of healthcare system?
Hockey-based.
Yes, no, that's the hockey-based economy.
You know, lacrosse is their national sport.
And Labatt's, a Labatt's-based economy.
My sister knows Andrew Molson.
Really?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay, so, they have, what kind of healthcare system do they have?
Accessible!
Yes, for?
Everybody!
And how much does it cost?
Nothing!
Except when you pay your...
$1.3 million to close off a wing of a hospital because you're going to have a surrogate
to
your baby.
No, don't go Beyonce and Jay-Z on me. No, except, you know, yes, they have high... What? And they have high taxes. Denmark, Ireland, Canada, higher taxes.
For stuff, and public goods are good goods right in the word. See, this is something that I think somehow needs to be in the dialect. They're going to talk about this debate about the role of government.
I would just like to say, just want to add one
little
thing.
Keep adding.
I just want to add one thing. You didn't. I don't believe you mentioned who actually did that study of the economic freedom.
The Cato Institute?
The
Jesus Institute?
It was slightly less conservative, but more conservative than Cato.
The
Heritage
Tebow.
Foundation. The Tebow Institute. The Tebow Institute.
We'll have a tagline. Go to our Facebook page or our Twitters and send us a tagline for the Tebow Institute.
What would the Tebow Institute study, and what would the Tebow Institute, what would its white papers look
can
like?
Can I say something? Because
very
I think
white papers.
Yes. Can I say something? Because I think I actually have a unique outlook on Tebow for the people on the progressive side. I love Tebow. I think he's fucking great. Because I think... Two things at play. One, I think he is genuine about all the things he says and believes, whether it's Jesus or just like his approach. He's a Boy Scout. If you had a Little League coach that wasn't molesting you, but like a regular Little League coach that was saying this is how you should approach life and games, that's Tebow. He's who you want as the neighbor, your camp counselor. Just wait. He does the Jesus stuff, but as a Jew, the Jesus stuff is everywhere. Like, just because now you suddenly see with Tebow, like, it's omnipresent. So to me, I disqualify that as even a thing, because I take for given that everything in American culture is Jesus covered. So to me, look, he's playing my team. I want him to lose, but like, it's kind of awesome. I kind of love watching Tebow, because sports, the professional athletes are on pretty much a level playing field. Everyone there is like a mutant freak of nature. And so it's gotta be some mental edge. And he's tapped into this fucking, like, I believe shit. And as someone who has passed up legitimate opportunities for security and financial stability, all I have left is faith. So God bless Tebow. I hope he loses, but, I mean, look, I'm a lefty dude. I hate the Jesus in the world, but you know, fucking, I think it's fun. He's like how often you get real characters, like Mitt Romney. He's a cartoon character, right? Tim Tebow, because he is such with the hair and the fake opinions that just like he's kind of like, well, what do you want me to think? That's Mitt Romney. Like if you were to draw a cartoon,
he's an editorial cartoon. Right. Newt Gingrich is a cartoon character.
Yeah, he is. By the way, on thefunnelvision.com, we have some great cartoons of Newt Gingrich.
Yes. I would just like to point out, I bet Tim Tebow was the favorite of all the child molesting Little League coaches because he's already on his knees.
Yes.
Already.
And he also forgives them as they're sinning.
Yes. And you know, the gesture he does is really kind of like cock yanking.
I was I was taken to a different place.
No, but I was going to take it back towards the taint.
That is also if you have thrown an interception that's returned the other way, it's called a taint.
Hey, man, hey, you know what? If you want to get off on sports, we can talk about the BCS and the disaster that was LSU.
You Southern people should be ashamed of yourselves.
Well, we should. That was a suck-ass game.
Speaking of the taint.
Yes. Speaking of football, and watch this. You want to watch this? You want to watch this?
Oh, if it's okay.
What do you think it is?
I think it's somehow referencing that little pandering line about I'm going to go watch the college.
No, but we can come back to that.
There was no college championship game of any sport happening at the time. All right, go ahead.
I understand. Both Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich, when asked at the debate, at the ABC News debate in...
We don't have to explain to people. It's not worth repeating. Tell me where you were going to go.
Did you hear that that an anti-abortion group is going to have ads running during the Super Bowl that is going to show graphic aborted fetus photos?
Nope, but am I surprised that if... I feel like recently there was... a Planned Parenthood ad that was nixed from a major broadcast.
Yes, it was. And so, but this group is going to have ads up during the Super Bowl. So there you go, the Tebowization of football.
You know what?
He got 316 yards, but they wouldn't let him wear John 3:16 on his under his eyes.
Anyway.
316 yards. Don't you know what that means? Do you know what John 3:16 says?
Yes, thou shalt not bother me with this bullshit.
Do you know what it says?
Thou shalt wear big rainbow-colored wigs and sit behind home plate in the 70s at San Francisco Giants games. That's what it says.
Do you know what it says, Jeff?
Thou shalt not... disrupt this very important factual issue-based discussion of whether or not Mitt Romney is a robot with your Tebow.
It says, and I'm sorry to do this to you, and I'm not trying to witness to you or anything, but it does say that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's that John 3:16. I'm sure it says other stuff, but that really is the gist of it.
Look anywhere. Drive anywhere. Look at the
billboards.
Tebow
got 316 yards. You know what that means?
He didn't get 318.
It means Tim Tebow is the next Christ. Tim Tebow is your Jesus, and, you know, you're just going to have to deal with that.
So people are clinging to their guns, their Bibles, and their Tebows?
And their Tebows. Yes. I think I strummed my Tebow the other night.
Was it a Southern-based Tebow?
No. But let me bring it back, because I said I was going to come full circle here.
You did? I was
the other, yes, because we have the abortion ads.
I think that we need a little underlying music while you're going, just because I feel like...
You want to give me a beat? You want to throw down a beat for me?
Doom, doom. This is not from Doom. Doom, Beyonce's baby. Doom, it's from my baby. Doom, DJ Poopy Pants. Doom, doom. Yeah, I said it. You can't fight it. You're gonna smile. I'm watching your face, DJ.
Is this the music I get for my abortion talk?
Yeah.
Is that,
doom, doom. So, DJ Poopy Pants.
So the other thing that Gingrich has been attacking Mitt Romney on in South Carolina is Mitt Romney's record on abortion.
Oh, abortion no more, baby,
that,
in your body.
That he proclaimed that he was pro-life, yet because of Romney Care, Romney Care...
It had opportunities for Planned Parenthood to do their helping everybody thing. It wasn't judgmental, forcing money to go to people that killed people who tried to help women.
So Newt Gingrich is now attacking Mitt for this position, for signing off on the legislation.
A bill becomes a law. Doom, 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 doom.
Anytime you want to hit the cymbal and end it.
I thought there was something bigger gonna end it from your face coming out your pie hole.
No, it was the way in which that Gingrich is trying to bring it back to abortion. The election, once again, now that it's in South Carolina, is going to be...
Play it dirty!
...is going to be abortion and gays, abortion and gays, abortion and gays.
Did you see how long they spent in the one debate on contraception? Wasn't there some... Like,
there was a little bit on it, but they spent a long time on the gays. On the gays and their marriage.
Are people... This is the problem I have in my isolated little world. And I used to get out more with stand-up. Are people sick of the bullshit out there?
Which bullshit are they sick of?
The bullshit of, like, talking about issues that don't matter. Talking about gay rights and abortion and contraception. Can we talk about...
But it does matter. Does it not matter?
Only if you believe that, like, Jesus causes hurricanes because some lesbians adopted a Vietnamese baby. Like,
I would argue that the infringement on abortion rights that has been ongoing and has been escalated in the last few years, in the last couple of years, is a big issue.
Yes, I was approaching from the other side.
What other side?
The pandering, the anti-abortion, the anti-rights, the moving of the government into the bedroom move, that... firing up the right base, or the base of the right, through these social issues. I'm saying, aren't they tired of that? Like, are they still going... Yes, from our side, we need to fight against their bullshit.
Can I just tell you what I'm sick of?
You got 4 minutes to do it.
Here's what I'm sick of. I am so fucking sick of the fucking elections being about stupid... podunk Yahoo-filled states, yeah. and they get all the attention, and we're supposed to mark the way in which that we're supposed to think that this is the way the nation thinks because Iowa, New Hampshire, and then South Carolina think about shit.
Or even in the general election, when you know you can get a massive sweat. Like, why don't
No. Here's the thing. I'm not done yet.
Finish.
Fucking New York and fucking California, two states that have. I don't know what percentage of the population of the nation.
A lot of stuff.
Yes. Why not make them come here and face us instead of facing the Iowa yokels and then we being told that they're the salt of the earth and they must know everything, and then New Hampshire, where we go to the little town of Dixville Notch and watch them vote at midnight because that's just so fucking great, and we're going to learn so much about America by seeing seven fucking tired people in New Hampshire who don't give a shit about anything but their parochial issues go up there and vote and give two votes to somebody, and then we're going to go down to South Carolina where we got to make sure that the backward-ass country fucks are pleased. And you know what? I love South Carolina, and I've had some nice times in New Hampshire. Iowa really does kind of suck balls. But otherwise, they are perfectly fine states. They should just not have the power that they have.
I agree. I think that someone needs to come out and say, fuck you, shitty states. I will lose my electoral votes to you because, fuck you, we're going for a popular election for everything.
Well,
it should just be a rolling popular election for both the primaries and the presidency right across the country. Just be a wave. Like, everyone should just do the wave on this left hand or right hand, and that's it. All right, the last part, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
But my point is...
it doesn't.
Why do we have
to go to Maine's vestigial tail and figure out what America wants?
Because Mel Gibson isn't there telling us from his movie what women want, what America wants. And what women want, I got nothing.
No. They need to come to New York and have to fight it out for New Yorker votes. They got to fight between the Carl Paladino Republicans and the Bloomberg Republicans and see who the fuck comes out unbloodied or least bloodied.
Well, part of the thing, because what else do they have in Shittyville? Yeah, I called you Shittyville. Actually, here's the thing. I've actually had pleasant times in Iowa, too.
Where have you had pleasant times in Iowa?
Boone, Iowa. It's a cute little town.
Oh, yeah. It's a cute little town that probably has a KKK office and one restaurant that serves fine corn mush.
The point is, this whole electoral, all we are in is an election. It's always a fucking election. No matter who wins next year, they'll have from January 22nd until
March.
April 1st. I'll give them April 1st.
Okay, I'm going
to
go March.
To get anything done before the next election cycle starts.
Right.
And it's just like, so that's why we have a minute left. I hereby am announcing.
You're announcing.
For the first time in public.
Yes.
That if everyone would give me $20, I will make their dreams come true. We're going outside the political process. Go to Cheater and the Rude. Find me on PayPal. Send me a Twitter. Give me $20, and you'll see the change that'll happen. Jeff Chrysler, 2012. I don't even have a running mate. I'm not wasting your money on a running mate. Just send me $20, everybody.
All right. You heard it here first. Jeff Chrysler wants $20 from you.
Everybody.
Everybody wants $20 from everybody.
Kids, too. I don't
He's
care how old
He's not promising you,
you
a goddamn thing.
I'm going to make. I'm gonna change everything.
Oh, wait. He is promising. He's
going
to change the world. I'm sorry.
No. I'm going to change everything. Everything will be fine later. $20.
You've been listening to Cheater and the Rude on the Progressive Radio Network. I'm Lee Papa.
I'm Jeff Chrysler. I want your $20. JeffChrysler.com.
I would just like you to follow me on Twitter, at Rude Pundit.
That's why you're never going to make it, because you have no ambition.
No. I just don't feel like fleecing the people.
See y'all next week.